Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
I couldn't help notice there was a little bit of tension in the air on the World Service this week. Was it a hangover from the end of the Olympic Games that has given us all so much joy? Maybe the ill feeling generated by the greatest footballer of all time taking his talents to Paris. Could have been the dawning realisation that Kerry might get into an All-Ireland final this year without having to play a semi-final. Whatever the cause, things got heated over the last few days. Murph, I'm just cooling down. How are you?
Well, I'm just glad that me and you have survived on, you know? Yeah. This relationship is very, very important to me. And if something were to come between us on, I don't know that I'd be able to get over it.
Never.
So,
fight.
As our collective worlds fell apart in the soccer and Gaelic football punditry realm, I'm just glad that me and you stick together.
Thanks, Mary.
Long may that continue.
First, there was this from Ken, Jonathan Wilson and Rory Smith on Messi going to PSG.
I just want to watch this team now. I mean, this
well,
is
you want to see Messi and Neymar scoring a hat-trick against OSC Boulangerie. I mean, fantastic.
No, I won't watch that. I mean, I watch the goals. But I'm talking about, I want to see the team play in the Champions League. I mean, it does pose the question of, oh, isn't it terrible? We've got this Super Galactico team, which is locked away in France. When is someone going to come up with some kind of a Super League that this team can play? You know what I mean? But in the Champions League, I mean, whatever about how the sausage has been made. I mean, what a sausage.
No, PSG got less chance of winning the Champions League now than they had last season.
No, they don't. Because, be ridiculous.
Because they've signed Donnarumma, Wijnaldum, Messi, who's the other?
Sergio Ramos.
you're telling me that signing all these players, and also Hakimi as well, right? So they've signed all these players and now they have less chance of winning the Champions League.
Yeah, because Messi stopped Barcelona being good in the Champions League. Neymar stops PSG being good in the Champions League. The two of them together... I mean, PSG could win the Champions League. They have lots of very good players.
When are you signing for unheard.com? your contrarian posturing is out of control.
Jonathan held his head high against that onslaught, which I should say continued for much of the 40 minutes or whatever that we had that chat for. He continued to take it with good grace, mightn't be the best way of phrasing it, but he was unbowed. I think that's probably the way to do it there. But even they seem like best pals compared to Oisín McConville and Paul Flynn, two great GA names who went at it over the postponement and possible further postponement of the Tyrone Kerry game because of COVID issues in the Tyrone camp.
Possible cancellation, Owen. Mm-hmm. Let's not rule it out. No one is ruling out the possibility of cancellation.
It's just a planning thing. Look at it.
This is not a planning thing, Oisín. This is a very rare circumstance. This is a... Hopefully,
I'm talking about a club who are planning for X. Do you know what I mean?
None of them clubs are planning for a bigger game than an All Ireland final, and nobody wants this. So this is a situation where we're trying to get compromise on all sides.
That's the thing, lads. It doesn't matter if it's the reserve. If it doesn't matter if it's Division 11. For those people who are involved in that, that is the most important thing to them. Like, Murph wrote a brilliant article, believe it or not, Paul. Murph wrote a brilliant article a couple of weeks ago about club players and how divorced they are from the inter-county game. And I thought it was brilliant because, like, when club players, watch the inter-county season, it's amazing what a split season will do for us as a GAA nation. But it's the split season because club players, they just want certainty. And this brings on even more uncertainty. And they just feel
come
as if
it,
they're the sacrificial lamb
off,
all the time.
Like, it's literally 1 week, right? And we're talking about a situation based on COVID. Like, I don't buy that for 1 second. Just take it. It's a week. Suck it up, right? Everyone's sucking
well,
it up.
We're looking, well, we're actually looking at 2 weeks.
If it is 2 weeks, you're on one hand saying give Tyrone the bloody gap, and then on the other hand you're saying we'll give... You should try to get a time machine and create more time there, and that's the only answer, I think, in your world.
No, we want to have the best teams playing or not.
Like, so, look, I just think there's no perfect solution to this. Nobody wants this like issue either. Like, that's the thing. And you have to try and make the best of a bad solution.
Oof. Oof. I'm happy to report there was no further rancor when they went off air. Very, very professional. Very cool, very calm, very friendly.
But, you know, it's we all just needed a minute after that, I think, Owen, you know? Just decompress. Just everyone do their breathing exercises, and then we can hang up the Zoom call.
We couldn't
just leave it like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, it's a great chat that Paul Dushin and Paul were brilliant. Obviously, Paul Flynn having been in charge of the GPA when Sligo were, I was going to say kicked out of last year's championship. We had to withdraw from last year's championship, I think, is the correct way to phrase it. But so, lots of great stuff. And also, obviously, the Dublin Mayo stuff was also really interesting
about Evan Comerford and why we should expect a few mistakes from Evan Comerford. And that's okay.
That's all out today. Back to Ken's thoughts on the Messi situation and just how PSG responded to their 6-1 defeat by Barcelona on the pitch in the Champions League in 2017 by cranking up the pressure off the pitch.
Our edge is, you know, we float atop the trillion euro reserves of Qatar's natural gas. Let's bring that into play. You know, what if every top footballer in the world had to be getting paid 600 grand a week in order to feel anyway normal? You know, what if we were to create a world where if you didn't pay your top footballer 600,000 euros a week, he would become unhappy and start to sicken, right? What if we did that? I mean, we would be comfortable. We would be comfortable living in such a world. But there's a lot of other clubs out there that might find this pace, this financial pace, the speed with which money was flowing through their economy was beginning to get a little bit too hot. You know, and what if we did that? And a lot of them, you know, if we can kind of get the treadmill sort of spinning just a little bit faster, let's get that treadmill turning faster and faster and faster. And we'll see which of these clubs start to get exhausted and fly off the treadmill and crash into the wall and lie there in a tangle of twisted limbs. Let's speed up the treadmills. And so that's what they've been doing. And, well, we've seen Barcelona come right off that treadmill and down the stairs. It shouldn't have been near the stairs, but they've gone all the way down the stairs, which is actually a double flight of stairs. Imagine the treadmill. Imagine the escalator Donald Trump came down. And Barcelona have been falling down that treadmill, right, like you've never seen before. And now, having bought Neymar for the world record fee, they take Messi for zero.
Yeah, Messi to PSG has been the big story all week, and we've a great chat coming up tomorrow with Simon Cooper on his new Barcelona book. And the Premier League is back this weekend. Season preview is out now for members. That's largely what we were talking to Rory Smith and Jonathan Wilson about, while also chatting a little bit about Messi. But there's loads there about the new Premier League season. I'm predicting Chelsea to do the business.
Italy will win Euro 2020.
Yeah, you're going big on any team that Jorginho is in. You're just back into the hilt this summer.
Seems to be a player I hadn't really appreciated fully until this Euros, and now
is he going to win the Ballon d'Or?
He's amazing. he should be. He should be right up there. That's all I can say. Probably, yeah, missing that penalty in the final. But besides that, it was all good. Sign up and hear all this great stuff. SecondCaptains.com is a place to do it for £5 a week plus VAT, depending where you're listening from. Thanks, Kieran.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks for listening.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.